Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 3rd, 2026. Maine Preservation is in residency in Castine Tuesday through Thursday of this week, and they'll have a presentation tomorrow evening. Quote, Maine Preservation is charting a course for Maritime Castine. Our next residency, August 4th through 6th, is a highly requested opportunity to connect with our staff in person for help addressing your pressing preservation questions and challenges, end quote. During their Castine residency, Maine Preservation's expert staff will provide technical guidance for old building stewardship and highlight how their programs and services can serve the community. If you'd like to connect with them, they invite you to attend the presentation tomorrow at the Witherly Memorial Library in Castine at 5 p.m. It'll be followed by a casual meet and greet across the common at the Castine Historical Society. You can get more information at the Witherly Library's website. Witherly is W-I-T-H-E-R-L-E, and their website is witherlylibrary.net. John Cariani's newest work, Darker the Night, Brighter the Stars, comes to Stonington Opera House stage this week. Quote, Darker the Night, Brighter the Stars, the newest play by Maine's favorite playwright John Cariani and author of Almost Maine, will light up the Opera House stage in August. This play is an engaging, funny, and poignant portrait of young Mainers grappling with big life questions under the magical light of meteor shower. Hopeful, funny, sad, and true, Darker the Night, Brighter the Stars is an interconnected collection of short plays about identity, loss, love, lack, hope for the future, making wishes, and learning that there's light even when it's really, really dark. Darker the Night evokes the atmosphere of Cariani's beloved play Almost Maine with a more realistic and contemporary take, bringing the lives and stories of ordinary, extraordinary folks to the stage. End quote. August 5th and 12th at 6 p.m. will be Pay What You Can showings. A talk back with the author, Cariani, will take place immediately following the August 6th performance at about 9 p.m., and all are welcome to attend even if they have not purchased a ticket. For more information, showtimes, and tickets, go to operahousearts.org and click on Darker the Night, Brighter the Stars. Thursday evening in Bar Harbor, author Kate Woodward will appear at the Jessup Memorial Library to discuss her motivation for writing Little Great Island, her award-winning novel about the power of connection and community in the face of climate change. Against a backdrop of beautiful photographs, many taken on the island that inspired the fictional Little Great Island, this event will also touch on whether fiction can or should impact climate action. That's happening from 5:30 to 6:30 Thursday evening at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor. For more information and to register to attend, go to jessuplibrary.org. And looking ahead to the weekend, coming up on Saturday in Deer Isle, the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts hosts their third Haystack Open House, a free event featuring artist-led activities in their studio spaces. The studios and campus will be open to the public with artists from the wider community on hand, offering demonstrations, answering questions, and leading opportunities for visitors of all ages. State Representative Holly Eaton will present a legislative sentiment acknowledging Haystack's 75th anniversary milestone at the Open House on behalf of herself and State Senator Nicole Grachowski. The Haystack Mountain School of Crafts Open House is coming up on Saturday. It's August 8th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Haystack Mountain School of Crafts on Deer Isle. You can get more information at haystack-mtn.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.